guys, welcome back. This is Isha and you're listening to Emotions with Isha. So it's basically 1 a.m. in the night and I'm literally like sick, and that's why there's this issue with my voice as well. But yeah, here we are. Probably something's keeping me awake in the middle of the night. And I just was thinking about it and I kind of wanted to vent. So that's why I am here. So I was just thinking that maybe how dependable or foolish I was in my past. And when I say past, it means like few months back, a year back, like that. So like, you know, these days I'm probably just observing everything around me, observing the me I've been till now, and it just kind of like, you know, hits me hard when I realize that I was kind of too, like, you know, I acted too vulnerable in this particular scene, or acted too weak in that particular scene, and it sets me off guard. Like, why did I, you know, it's really good to find someone to talk to, and you know, you get attached to that one person with over time, and you tell them about everything, like, you know, you start sharing traumas and miseries, and that's a stage that comes, like, it's like at the peak stage, you know. If you can share traumas with someone, you are very comfortable with that particular person, so that's in itself a big thing. And there have been scenes where you know, go on sharing traumas with people, thinking that they won't leave you, they are here. They assure you that they will be there for you whenever you need them. And, you know, they ended up leaving. So that happens, you know. It has happened with me as well. Maybe a lot of people over there, it would have happened with you as well. So it's practically common. We feel like who we are talking to right now is someone we can rely on for a longer period of time. And, you know, it just like something's in our mind says that this person gonna stay. It just like comes up, okay? Everyone has left, but this one will stay. And this person also ends up leaving you. So, you know, it's time to realize that everything's temporary, probably. You know, people... There must be people you get attached to. There may be such bonds that happen. You know, you've been talking to someone for like months, and it may happen, but don't just attach yourself too much so that it becomes hard to get over it once they leave, because they would leave. That's like the destination. They leave. Very few people stay. I haven't been in touch with someone who would stay yet. But, you know, I've been in touch with people who are like, I have shared my traumas with them and they just leave at the end. You know, it happens. It should happen. But that's when you realize with time that you have a wrong definition of attachments. A person with whom you can chat for like hours, a person with whom you can share everything, is not someone who's meant to stay. You come across people, a lot of people, and eventually they leave as strangers. It's okay. You know, it's okay. It's totally alright. Because that's a pathway of meeting someone new. That's a pathway of meeting someone that would actually stay. So this happens, you know. I kind of realized it. But sometimes it just hits, like, I kind of just can't help thinking that, okay, this have happened, this has happened. So yeah, and you might feel a little over the top, you know, a little uneasy. But it's totally fine to feel that way, it's totally fine, you know. Just remember that things happen, stuff happens, and they pass. They're gonna be the morning where you'll wake up with the sun shining and it'll all seem new, where you'll meet new people, where, you know, new things gonna happen. So it's okay, chill, relax. Probably, yes, this was the thought that was keeping me awake. And like, probably talking about me, I'm kind of person who's like very emotional, like, you know, a very emotional sort of person who gets easily attached to people. And I'm very actually kind and good to everyone, you know. Some people mistook me like for these things, but this is just the way I am. I am emotional, I am a little sensitive, and that makes me. I'm not, you know, that ki it doesn't affect me whatever you say. I'm not that type. It do affects me. Like the tiniest thing you say to me, I'm gonna remember that. Like even after 10 years you come and ask me, I'll remember it. That's like me. And like big things are like, I remember it so much, and it keeps on coming on me. Like the times I say that, you're better off, dude, you're better off alone, just forget it. And the second moment, it just comes and crashes to me that this has happened, that has happened. So it's just a part of life. You can't change that, you can't stop that. Actually, you can stop that, you know. You can stop that by venting out, probably. If not a person, then just to the mic, like I'm doing right now. And probably you'll feel good, you know. It's just the concept that when you talk about your problem, it appears to be a little simpler. That's it. I don't know why, what you could learn from this episode, probably. It was just me venting out because I needed someone to talk to, and probably it is all of you people. And yes, when I say I'm a kind of an emotional sensitive girl, I am. I need affection, I need care, I need kindness, I need a world where people respect each other, you know, they are generous to each other. And probably few things are just in contrast with that. Few people are rude, and that affects me, that literally affects me a lot. But then I just tell myself that it's okay, this is world, that you have to do this way as well. So yeah, that's it for today, guys, and probably you'll see me in the next episode. My board's exams are going on well. Yeah, so I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care till then. I don't know yet what to name this episode, but let's see if I come up with some, you know, crazy title. I don't know, that's like too much, too overhyped, but still, have a good night, have a good day, whatever, and take care of yourself. Try to be kind, try to respect everyone, and try not to overlook someone's feelings and, you know, someone's state of mind. Because that's important. You live in a world, you don't live in a planet where just you are there. You live in a world full of people. You have a social, so just respect that show social. You have friends, don't just make it a word, make it a feeling. If you call them friends, try to help them out when they need you, and try not to hurt them. And yeah, that's how I would like to end this episode. Take care and be happy. Ignore all the negativities around you. Stay positive. See you guys.